Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2411.
Uh-huh.
1101.
Uh-huh.
0055.
Uh-huh.
2601.
Okay, let's see what I got here. Let's see. Is this Sacred Bear Specialties?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Let's see what I got here. Am I speaking with Bunny Sanders?
Yes.
Hi, Bunny. I'm Julian.
Hi.
Let's see. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
This is the only one I have.
Okay. And can you read it to me?
It's 208.
Uh-huh.
309.
Uh-huh.
2050.
2050. Okay. Cool. Give me one second. Let me just confirm some information with you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have and lead you in the right direction. Let's see. Can I confirm your billing address for your business?
It's P.O. Box 1442, Haley, Idaho, 83333.
Okay, perfect. Do you guys have a website?
Not at the moment. Down, we're changing things.
Oh, cool. No problem. What about an email address for you?
BUNIBIZ@gmail.com.
Okay. BUNIBIZ@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner, Bunny?
No, I'm partners with my son.
Partner. Okay. So it's a partnership. It's not. Is it like an S corp or C corp or anything like that?
It's a limited liability company.
Limited liability company. Okay. Cool. Okay, great. Yeah, if you want to let me know your reason for calling, I can kind of point you in that direction and answer any questions you have.
Well, we're changing things. We just closed down the woodworking furniture part.
Mm-hmm.
We still have the taxidermy part going. And we want to branch out to an agricultural division with mushrooms. And we need some startup capital for that.
Cool. So is it going to be a new company, or is it all under the same roof?
No, we're going to keep the same company. We're just going to change the description of what we do partially.
Okay. So you're getting more agriculture, like farming and stuff. Going to be doing mushrooms. Is that a common thing in Idaho? Is there like something special over there with mushrooms or...?
It will be an indoor growing. We have a big company in Nevada, one in and then another one in Utah, and one in Washington that we are talking to. That they are doing it full time, and there evidently is a huge market for it. So it's going to be easier on us physically. So that's what we want to do, and we have two of those companies will buy anything we can produce, any and everything. So we just need to change equipment and get things going.
Very interesting. So you have you have people that have been doing this kind of, and they're kind of telling you it's a profitable industry, and these people that you're talking to, they're going to be buying the mushrooms from you as well?
Yes, they're going to be coaching us and buying the mushrooms.
That's cool. How'd you get in touch with these guys?
Just through a friend who looked into it, and I don't know how he found out about it, but there's a huge market for it and not enough growers at the moment. So
just a good opportunity, and you guys are like, why not? Let's do it, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like you guys you specialize in a couple different things over there. That's cool. It's good to be diverse.
Yeah.
That way, because if one industry is having problems, you can fall back on another thing that you guys do. So,
We've always done two or three things, most usually three things at once. And, that's what we want to do again, because the taxidermy, he's doing most everything now because there's not much for me to do. So the growing is going to be a big help.
Very cool. So how much are you guys looking for in capital, if we can get you your ideal amount?
I think to start maybe 40 or 50,000.
Okay. So to start, 40 or 50,000, and then down the line, probably get you some more, or depending how it goes?
Well, I don't know that we'll need more, because it doesn't take long to get it going. And, you know, within about 3 months, we should be producing around, you know, and have an income of around $30,000 a month from the mushrooms.
Okay, so you're probably, you said $30,000 a month after about 3 months, right?
Right, mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So we probably would want to go with the $50,000 figure, and then if we don't need it, you know, that's okay too.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of our programs have early payment discounts, so if you need to pay, if you happen to be able to pay it off early and you want to pay it off early, there's no penalty. In fact, like I said, you actually get a discount, and they forgive you for the remaining interest.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there. So you're looking for 40 or 50K, and is that going to be pretty much all materials and stuff, or are you using that for equipment as well?
There isn't too much equipment. There is some. We need, and that's what we need it for, some equipment and the initial startup, you know, stuff.
Yeah. So looking at your file, you're pre-approved for equipment financing as well. A lot of times the equipment financing will get you a cheaper rate because it's secured by the equipment. It's collateralized. So we can kind of explore those options too. Basically, what my job is to get you best approval, best rates, and then present it to you and kind of see what's going to work best for your business. So the equipment, how much is the equipment going to run you?
I think around 18,000.
18K. And do you guys already have a vendor?
You know, my son's doing that, and he has everything all mapped out, but I don't know who the vendor would be.
Okay, no problem. So you don't know who the vendor is, but he has it figured out, right? Like, he knows who the vendor is and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Do you know if the equipment is new or used?
It would be new.
Okay. And then, by the way, before I forget, are you 50-50 ownership with you and your son?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So 18K equipment, and then another like 20 or 30K or so for capital, right? Just operating capital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
It'll be probably. He has all this better than I do, but he never has time to call. Probably my job.
No problem.
Once everything gets going, I'm not sure, it'll probably take a month to get everything set up and get started and get everything. And then I know every 30 days you have a crop.
Yeah.
So
you harvest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what's this equipment like? Is it like traditional like farming equipment, or
No, it's all very small equipment that you use inside. And
okay.
Some of it would be a little bit of building materials to set up the space.
Okay. So small equipment. You're not sure of specifics, right? Like the name of the equipment or anything like that?
I don't know.
No problem. No problem at all. Don't worry. sounds like very specialized equipment anyway, so I might not even know what it is if you tell me.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, typically what we'll look at is if you have like an equipment quote. We can use that when putting together the loan. So when do you guys need the funds by? Pretty much as soon as possible, or do you have like a timeline?
Well, we would like to get started as soon as we can.
Cool. Well, we work pretty quickly. I'm not sure what your experience has been like with your local bank, but a lot of times your traditional. Well, I don't know. What, have you got any feedback from your bank at all, or?
We haven't talked to the bank about it.
Okay. Have you gone to them for stuff like this before, for any of your financing needs?
No, we used all of our equipment before we went through leasing companies.
Gotcha.
So they don't do this kind of thing. They don't just, you know, have startup capital.
Gotcha. They're just kind of like a smaller bank. They don't really specialize in it. They just kind of hold your money and that's it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Who do you guys bank with? What's the name of them?
Right now we're with Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo, okay. Okay, let me see. So when did you guys decide that you're going to be looking for some external funding for this project? Did you kind of know right away, or you're kind of like looking at your checking account lately and you're like, well, we don't have enough money for this, or how did it come about?
We knew right away because, you know, we sold off a lot of things and closed the other business. So we're just kind of running on a couple of the smaller things that we do right now.
Gotcha. Now you're just looking for the next big thing. That's awesome. So you closed down the woodworking and furniture side. Was it just kind of a dying industry, or what was the reason?
Yeah, two things. They just, you know, since the recession, it kind of started going downhill.
Yeah.
And then we did custom cabinets, too, and nobody built anything for a while, you know, a couple of years. So it just kind of kept dying off. And the other thing is it's just too hard physically on your body anymore. Everything,
I see.
You know, the building materials are pretty heavy. So yeah. I wanted to go into something that was easier.
Yeah, it sounds like backbreaking work. That's
yeah.
cool. And I imagine, too, I don't know, I haven't been to Haley, Idaho. I've been to Mountain Home, and I've been to Boise and a couple other small cities, but I imagine it's kind of a small town. Is that right?
It is small. We're small but expensive because we live next to the famous Sun Valley Ski Resort.
Yes. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, okay. So
there's two, Haley, right?
I don't even know what the population is of Haley, maybe 8,000 or something. Pretty small. But the
yeah.
thing with the mushrooms is, you know, our the people that will buy from us will be all over. And right now we have one in Nevada that will buy everything that we can produce. So that's pretty
right.
close.
Right, right. Yeah, when you're doing the furniture and stuff, you're relying on your local customers pretty much, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Which there's not that many of, so yeah.
Yeah.
I could see why you guys stop doing that then. How long have you guys been in business?
We started out in 2005.
2005.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think we reformed the LLC in January of 2006.
Okay. January 2006. Were you guys, so before that, were you guys in the industry kind of working for somebody else and you're like, hey, I can do this, and you started your own company, or how did your company start?
Well, our family, my husband and my son have been doing this since, oh my God, 30 years ago they started.
Wow.
And we just changed, his dad, it wasn't in it anymore
mm-hmm.
in 2005, and so then we changed locations, and we used to have a big furniture store in the mall, and we just got rid of all that, and started just my son and I in 2005.
Cool. So you guys owned another business before that pretty much?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So this isn't your first rodeo. You've been doing this for a little bit.
We've been doing this, well, over 40 years we've been in the furniture business.
That's cool. That's really cool. I bet you guys can build some really cool stuff like custom furniture and all different sort of things, right?
Yeah, everything is custom. Yeah,
that's awesome. What were your guys' gross sales like last year, your annual top-line revenue for 2015? Do you know?
No. I'm not where I have access to the books, and I know it wasn't very much last year because we actually only worked half a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was around 100,000, 120, somewhere in there.
Okay, that's a ballpark, okay. And then what about the year? So you said that year you only did like a half a year. What about in 2014? Was it better?
Yes, yeah. Not much better, though, because 2014 was pretty slow.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So it sounds like with your mushroom business, you'll be able to do probably triple that, right? You said 30K a month, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, cool.
With a lot less work.
Yeah, I know. I know, it sounds like it. A lot less backbreaking work. You kind of just oversee it, really. Make sure nothing goes wrong.
There's a lot of attention that you have to, you know, do something every day, but you don't have to do any heavy lifting, so.
Yeah, it's not backbreaking.
You said you've been to up here. Where do you live?
I live in San Diego, but my cousin was stationed in the Air Force in Mountain Home. Is that kind of close by?
Okay. Yeah, Mountain Home is 45 minutes away.
Okay. Yeah, but cousin was...
Probably Mountain Home is about an hour and a half away, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I love Idaho. I haven't been there in like 7 or 8 years, but my uncle is getting ready. It was actually my uncle and aunt that live there. They were stationed there. My cousin was around my age. But anyway, they ended up moving, but my uncle's getting ready to retire, and he's going to be moving back there. So I'm kind of looking forward to it so we can go visit them again. You mentioned Sun Valley. There's another ski resort too, right?
Not right here, no. Maybe talk about the little one out in the desert. It's
Bogus is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, Bogus is out of Boise, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they got the best ski resorts.
Yeah, Sun Valley is actually rated the best mountain in the United States because of the two things. Number one, they have many more trails than other resorts, much deeper. And there's very little or no waiting lines because they have so many runs.
Yeah, it's just a vast amount of space. Yeah, I remember like being there for the whole day and we didn't even hit every run. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's true. And they've opened more in the last couple of years.
Really? Oh, man. I'm looking forward to going back. Let's see. Bunny, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Any idea?
Well, we got in a lot of trouble when things slowed down.
Uh-huh.
So it's fair, not, fair. You know.
Any idea the number figure?
Well, you know, I don't know that our company even has a credit rating because we pretty much, I don't know. I've never checked it, to be honest with you. I have no idea what their credit rating would be. But mine and my son's is both, I think mine was 648 or something like that.
It's not bad. And then your son, somewhere around the same? Or?
We're around the same, yeah. I haven't checked for a while.
Okay, cool. The cool thing with these loans is they're based on your cash flow. So as long as you're going to be getting cash flow, you know, we don't care that you don't have perfect credit. Because a lot of business owners just straight up don't have good credit. It's very normal. Or their credit will fluctuate depending on the season that they're in. If they're in a slow season, their credit's going to get worse because they have to borrow more. They're going to be more leveraged. Whereas if they're in a better season, their credit's going to shoot up. So we don't put a lot of weight on your credit score because we understand that, you know, you're running a business and you run into things like that. It's mostly going to be based on your cash flow.
Yeah. Well, what happened to my credit and my son's both, you know, we never did have any credit cards for the company. And when business got slow, we used my credit cards. And so that's what happened to my credit.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, just so you know, these programs, they don't go on your personal credit. They go on your business credit. So this won't affect your credit score. We have to look at your credit just to make sure that we're able to lend to you, but it's not going to go on your personal credit. It's going to go on your business credit. So hopefully that helps.
And I do know that there's a tax lien on my credit report that is not mine, and I really don't know what to do about it, but it's, you know, it's $800 and some, but it doesn't belong to me. I looked about, I don't know, a few months ago, and I wasn't quite sure how to get it off of there, so...
Have you disputed it with the credit bureau, or no?
Well, I didn't know how to do it, so I meant to go back and, you know, research it, but I just haven't done it. So
okay, cool. So we can actually help you with that, because we're looking out for your best interest, and if that's something that we can help you take care of, we will.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I mean, I've had some stuff on my credit, too. There was, like, a hospital bill or something from a couple months back. I filed a claim with the two credit bureaus that it was on, and they took care of it in, like, a week, and it was done. And it's crazy because it was on there for, like, 2 years. I just had it in the back of my mind, like, just dreading what I had to do. I was like, man, I'm going to have to do so much paperwork, and I'm going to have to, you know, sign an affidavit form and do all this other stuff. But it was surprisingly very easy to get rid of. So
and
maybe
I
you can help.
I know on my son's credit, too, that there's names on his that aren't even part of his family. It's weird.
Okay. Cool. Well, if we can kind of lead you in the right direction to get those taken care of, I would love to help you with that as well.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. I think we almost covered everything. Do you have a backup plan? Do you have a plan B? Like, do you have like a backup line of credit or like a home equity line of credit? If we can't get you approved, let's just say worst case scenario.
I don't have another place to borrow.
Okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean a backup plan?
We just asked if you have a backup plan. Like, if we weren't able to approve you, if you have any other options, like with a line of credit with your bank or anything like that.
No, not that I know of.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to put a lot of effort and time into this because I want to make sure it gets taken care of for you guys then.
Now, it says on here that you had something somewhere I saw it said, one of the paper, I think it was on something I read, but anyway, one place says that you will finance for 5 years and the other one says you'll finance for six, so I don't know.
Yes. So there's programs that do go up to six. They're a little bit harder to get approved for. Most of our equipment financing programs are anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So a lot of times what we'll do is approve you for the maximum term. And some people, frankly, don't want the maximum term. They're like, no, I want to get it done in 2 years. So, okay, well, so we'll move it down to 2 years. We'll present you with the maximum term available.
Okay, yeah, because what we thought is, once we get it going, we should be able to get it paid off fairly soon. But to make the monthly payment smaller, we'd like the longest term.
Yeah, and if you decide to pay it off early, there's oftentimes no like prepayment penalty. And like I said, in fact, a lot of times you get a discount for paying it off early. So the equipment financing will be longer term. The unsecured cash, like for operating cash flow, is going to be a little bit shorter term. But I'll be able to get you like some hard numbers on probably within 24 hours of receiving your application info. And then we'll kind of see what works best for you and get you on the most favorable program for your business. Sometimes we'll do a mix of equipment financing and working capital. So, we'll fund the vendors directly for the equipment finance, and then we'll fund your checking account for the working capital financing.
All right.
Do you have any business loans out right now or any working capital loans out right now that you're aware of?
No, everything's paid off.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, just to kind of let you know about the process, it's fairly simple. It's very quick as well. It's a one-page credit application. We need 6 months of your previous business bank statements. So it would just be like March through August. March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, March through August. And then your 2015 business tax return. Did you guys already file for your 2015 taxes?
Yes, but that's the year we only went half a year.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then your 6 months previous business bank statements, you can usually just download those directly from Wells Fargo's website, and you can just attach it and forward it to me, or you can fax them or whatever's easiest for you. And then lastly, we would need the equipment quote or invoice. So if you have a quote for the equipment that your son was looking at, you can just include some paperwork that shows that or a link to the website or whatever. Does that kind of sound like stuff you have handy, like things you can get to me today, or?
Probably not today, but I just thought of something. Our bank statements. We weren't with Wells Fargo with that business. We just changed. Just now opened a new business account with Wells Fargo, and there isn't even any money in it. So.
Okay, no problem. When did you switch accounts?
Pardon me.
When did you switch accounts?
We closed the old bank account, gosh, I don't know, a month or 6 weeks ago maybe. And then just recently opened, just last week, the Wells Fargo one.
Oh, cool. So very recently.
Yeah.
Who did you bank with before?
We banked with Mountain West Bank.
Mountain West, okay. Can you get those 6 month bank statements since you don't really have a history with Wells Fargo yet?
Yeah, I have them here. I have them printed out.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, you can just attach those, just the latest 6 months, and then your 2015 tax return, and then a one-page credit application that I'm about to send to you. And there's a little space on the bottom that shows if there's another owner, so you can just have your son sign and date there. Since you said you guys are 50-50, correct?
Yes. You can send me an application or what?
Yeah, I'm going to email it to you. The application is going to be attached, so just fill it out, sign it, and then send it back to me along with your 6 months bank statements, 2015 tax return, and the equipment quote.
Okay. All right. And it won't be today.
No problem. Yeah. No, I'm happy to work at whatever pace you like. As soon as you get them to me, I'll do my best to get it processed right away so that way I can get an answer for you. Typically, it takes about 24 hours to get an answer, and then we'll present you with some options. And again, there's no... there's no fee or anything for applying, and there's also, you know, there's no obligation. If we present you with terms and you don't like it or whatever, you know, you don't have to take it. But our goal is to build a relationship with you, so that way once your business starts growing, you know, we'll be there for you when you need more capital. Because as you're growing, you need more funds to support that growth. So we want to help you grow.
What is your interest rate?
Well, we have a variety of programs. There's not just one program. So we got low rates and we got high rates. So it really just depends. The equipment financing is going to be lower. And the working capital, since it's unsecured cash, it just kind of goes up from there. And a lot of our programs are custom built too. So it's not just one program that you either qualify for or you don't. We kind of put together like a custom built program. So I couldn't give you any rate information yet because I frankly don't know. But we'll present them to you once we get you an approval.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to send you the email right now with the application info, Bunny. I'm trying to think. Make sure it covered everything. I think I did. Yeah. Do you have any other questions or anything for me before we get off the phone?
No, I don't. That's okay.
Okay. I'm going to send you the email right now, and I'll follow up with you like tomorrow. Does that sound good?
No. Give me a couple days because right now my computer's frozen. I just got a new one, and I was trying to install some programs, and I think I froze it.
Overload.
And I don't know how to unfreeze it.
I know. Is it an older computer? Or?
And my son's really busy right now, so it might take me a couple of days to get the equipment quote together, too. So what is today? Today's Wednesday, so maybe by Monday.
Okay, sounds good. If anything, I might give you a call like Friday just to say hello, just to make sure that you got my email. Sometimes it gets filtered out through like a spam folder or something. Or if you want, as soon as you see the email, just respond, just say that you got it, just so I know.
And who will it show up from?
It'll show up from me. It'll be my email.
And that is what?
It's jmartinez@bankofcardiff.com.
Okay.
So yeah, if you don't see it in the next like 10 minutes or so, check your junk folder. Depending on your email provider, sometimes they'll filter it. But yeah, you should get it in the next 5 or 10 minutes or so. Do you want to take my number in case you? Well, my number will be in the email, but do you want to take it just in case if you need to call me for anything?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's 858-779-0931. And it's Julian, Julian.
Yeah, I've got that written down. But I can't, I won't even be able to look at it for a while because, as I said, my computer is frozen. So I can't open it.
What kind of computer is it?
I just got a brand new one. It's an Acer. It's a good one, but I don't know what I was trying to install my Office disk, and it just quit. So I don't know what's going on.
What a pain. Don't you hate technology?
Right.
Did you get it from Best Buy or something?
Pardon me?
Where'd you get it? Like Best Buy or something? Your computer?
I got it at Costco.
Costco? They might have some sort of like support team that you might be able to call, and they can like troubleshoot with you, or you can contact the manufacturer directly. They'll typically have some sort of support team as well.
Yeah, I'll try. Okay.
Okay. Give me a call, Bunny, if you have any questions, and I'll check in with you in a few days or so.
Okay, great. Thank you.
My pleasure. Anytime. Talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.